This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if they were a planned explosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is extremely high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I was booked to talk about the very issues I'm just describing. You're not even asking about them because they're not interesting facts to you.
That's not true. I have plenty of questions on immigration. You've attempted the filibuster by talking about your flight.
No, I'm not.
I want to ask you a question because
the president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions.
No,
I understand.
You have 24 hours a day of anti-Trump material, you're not going to give 3 minutes for the American people to hear the real experience of Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No,
you're being a fact totem in order to please him, okay?
No.
And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
You know who
Thank
I care
Stephen.
About?
As Republicans, lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign, in a major reversal, Democrats are now coming to his defense. What changed? We'll ask the top Democrat.
So that was Jake Tapper panicking this weekend and cutting the White House communications officer, Stephen Miller, off. And I've watched the whole interview. It was riveting to see him march into the devil's palace, right into hell, and stand up against those guys. And in the full clip, he gets into, hey, you're the ones that put out the fake quote that Trump directed General Flynn to meet months before he was even elected with the Russians, knowing it was fake. You're the ones that reported on and on and on and on and on all this fake news. And Tapper didn't want to discuss it. He said, you're not answering our questions. He'd already been there 20 minutes answering all the questions. But they didn't want somebody to stand up for truth. It was Miller that could keep up with Trump when Trump was 70, now 71. It was Miller, 30-something years old. Then I researched Miller, and I remembered Miller. It's not about Miller or even Trump. It's about their path and who they are. And this is a guy in high school that was anti-communist and who was against the left creating anti-white racism. He's a Jewish guy, but he recognizes race-based stuff. And he comes from a liberal family, and from what I read. But he was like, oh, my God, this is like Nazi, but it's against white people. So they call him a white nationalist because he's a guy that's anti-racist. He sounds like Martin Luther King. We actually listen to Martin Luther King, but that's how far they've come. He destroyed him, and Tapper went to break early and didn't know what to do. Because a 31, 32-year-old person who's actually immersed in things and researches everything had every angle of what they were about to try and what they were about to do. And then I began to see, it was Miller would transcribe what the president said and say, what about this, sir, and add a point or two. and it was Miller. And what's crazy is, that's what's crazy, is I know Trump isn't word for word copying my talking points that are just truth. I'm so synced up, it's Miller I've been synced up with, because I can say stuff at the same time. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we had a great guest on earlier, Michael Malice, about North Korea, and he's written a whole bunch of books, and Ghost written even more. He's very prolific. And I kept saying, isn't it genius that Trump got North Korea after 20-something years to finally call? It had been 2 years since they used the hotline. But it had been 22 years since they had decided they wanted to have peace talks and talk about how they wanted to work on the Olympics coming up. And he didn't want to say it was genius, because nobody wants to completely wade in and just say Trump's doing a great job. Everybody kind of wants to hedge their bets. And I get that and I understand that. But Trump isn't hedging his bets for us. And so because he is so attacked, he is so viciously lied about, I want to really stand with the president. I want my John Hancock, when I walk up and I see George Washington's signature on that, putting his life on the line, I want to sign big, Alex Jones, big. And I'm not doing it to be the big man on the paper. I'm doing it because everybody else is putting a risk on themselves, so I'm not going to hide. We're going to do this. We're going to put ourselves right in the enemy's way. And so that's what I want, is I'm looking for the enemy. I'm looking for the fire. I'm looking for their attack. I'm like a heat-seeking missile that as they fire on me, that's where I know to go. But let me tell you, I am shaken by how consciously evil Hollywood and mainstream media are. I mean, I used to think that only the top was evil. And I think, you know, decades ago when I was first researching, that was the truth to a certain extent. But now the evil, as everyone recognizes, that's awake, is growing. And that's why we finally see an awakening all over the world. I am so proud of the Czech Republic and Hungary and Romania and Poland and other areas where Europe's saying you're all going to take millions of Islamicist men every year and you're going to put full-grown men calling them children in your high schools and your middle schools, and you're going to let them do all this, or we're going to fine you 100,000 euros per person that you don't let in. And so these countries are all saying, go ahead and do it. We're leaving the EU. And you read what these leaders are saying. I mean, I spent hours the last couple weeks just reading what the Hungarian and the Romanian and the Polish and the Czech president and now the Austrian president and now what the now even Northern European countries are weighing in, saying we're going to be first for our country. We're not going to be... This isn't like diversity where you let some people in for the melting pot that America is. This is where the globalists bring in people they know will not assimilate any and who are there to take you over so they can be used as the proxy army to take control. That's what this is. And my greatest frustration is that in every case, they are completely and totally out in the open about it. But there was an Austrian prince who over 100 years ago developed the plan to repopulate Europe with the Middle East. And they've got that plan, and it's way beyond that now. And it's just incredible when you realize that it's a cult that's anti-Christian. And you read the writings from 100 years ago, and they say, we don't want to be Christian anymore. We want to get rid of that. And then you go and you read what the UN says today, and you read the universities, and it's the wildest stuff. All whites are bad. All Christians are bad. White women should abort their white babies. And then I saw a photo. It's in the Twitter. I tweeted it like Saturday, if you guys can pull it up, or Sunday. I saw a mural on the wall at a place called Waterloo Ice House. It's a pretty good little diner. And I'd been going in there for years. I never really noticed it just because it was just nostalgic Americana. I guess an ad for Red X beer, Red Cross. They'll pull it up in a minute. And it's a man who's been playing golf and a woman with his golf card, his tee card, is handing him a beer and he's handing in his card and then his wife is kissing him. So it's the image of a woman bringing you a glass of beer. You just played golf and your beautiful wife or girlfriend's kissing you. And it's sexist, it's racist, it's everything. And then I knew when I tweeted it, of course it isn't sexist or racist. It says it's lucky when you live in America. It's also nationalistic. And because they're white, it's white nationalist. And now I noticed in the comments, leftists said, oh yeah, you're crazy. Lucky Lager's not even around anymore, as if that even mattered. And no one's trying to take stuff down like this. And you can pull up 1,000 articles where they're saying, we don't want ads with only white people in it, or there's too many white people in Hollywood, or, and it's the white saying that's creating racial division, or, you know, we don't want to see images of women wearing dresses. Go see the new Star Wars movie. Women are in charge 100% of the rebel forces. And again, I don't mind seeing women in charge of something. It's force-fed as an agenda to get women out of the home, having children, having a base, having a family. So everybody's in the factory, and the state raises the kids, and the children don't thrive, living in these little cradles and getting all their vaccines and getting their formula that the scientists came up with so women wouldn't be needed anymore. They're getting rid of women. They're getting rid of the species. It's their stated plan. But I love how the left, you can pull up thousands of examples of them saying, take down Martin Luther King. He didn't mention gay children in All God's Children Up on the Mountain Together in I Have a Dream. Or take down the mural of football players. It's too masculine. It's toxic. They're taking, or Lynch Hall. The word lynch scares us, so get rid of it. It's all an exercise of power. Or the white kid's got her elbow on the black girl in the ad, so that means she's subservient. So take out that. And they're just creating mass mental illness, saying, we don't want to get rid of Christmas, even though they're saying happy holidays everywhere and telling kids don't call it Christmas and don't hand out Christmas cards. But then every time I say, look, the war on Christmas, all these leftists go, it's not happening. It's not happening. But they know it's a formulae. I learned the average leftist isn't conned. They know they're doing it, but they're there to make you feel alone and to ridicule you. It's in the Facebook documents, the Twitter documents, these brigade trolls they hire. They go out. You could say the sun came up this morning, and they'd say, no, it didn't. And they're just all there because they're all peer pressure driven. So they think you're peer pressure driven. They think I'm peer pressure driven. And so they're there to make us feel alone. Oh, nobody's trying to take down nostalgic stuff. Nobody's trying to get rid of culture. Nobody's trying to do this or that. When you go to those universities across the board, it is the most virile, racist, anti-family, anti-human crap you ever heard. And I'm not giving the quote minorities a pass on this just to be a virtue signaler. It's true. They're 90% led by rich white kids whose parents are corporate chiefs, We've done the math on them, and they're there controlling the next generation and getting in place, and they know exactly what they're doing, and it's a scientific operation. And that's the scary revelation, is that just like I went 18 years ago to a smart growth conference, and I kept saying, hey, here's the document that's meant to take land away and put people in small apartments and charge them more property tax and take control and shut down other people's land to make this land worth more. And they would go, get out of my way. Of course we know that, idiot. It was such a joke that this group of ravenous, sociopathic, psychopathic control freaks, that they were all there just battling to get a seat at the table, robbing everybody, robbing the farmland, robbing the ranches, raising the property taxes, being exempt. And I was just like, oh my God, they're most of them are totally conscious and evil. They all run their cities and counties and states, and they are criminals. And off the record, they go, of course we're criminals, you moron. Get out of my way. And now the average leftist is a criminal, just like when Gruber would have those meetings and they're there at the meetings going, teach us how to lie. The average person is trying to join them and just begging, holding out a sign saying, I want...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when this just in, and it ties into what we were just breaking down. James Damore just filed a class action lawsuit against Google saying it discriminates against white male conservatives. Well, they teach that white males are inherently evil. And that's taught at every major university in the country. I have a good friend who was a Hollywood editor for a while and then came back to get another degree. I've known him since college in psychology. And he's a liberal Jew. And they told him in there, inherently, you need to leave and all white males need to leave. And these were mainly white women saying this, because you are inherently evil. And so there's some lawsuit going on with that now. And they will straight up tell you that you are inherently bad. And so that's the way this stuff works. Google fires diversity manifesto author James Damore for wrong think. I want to get him on. I really want to push to get him on. I guess Google needs to keep up the left wing's ideological reign of terror. And expanding on that, when I went and saw Star Wars The Last Jedi, it wasn't that every woman was a commander and then 7, 8, 9, 10 deep. It was just all women. It was like a caste system. It was reversing roles. If you think men in the military, you know, is wrong only, and now you've reversed it, there's this thing, well, you know, we got to go out and kill some white people because we got to get payback. Most white people, their ancestors came here after slavery. And most people that had family here before slavery was ended, 2% of the population had slaves. And then it goes into whites being slaves, the sharecroppers, on and on and on. So, again, it's not about including a black guy as a hero. It's not about including a woman as a hero. It's about a complete forced message. But here's the most important thing. The men are wrong about their strategy. The women are right. And this is the most important thing. You're treated to women being blown up and killed over and over and over again. And what they're saying is women are expendable. Well, here's the thing in all of human development and all other development. Whoever's home taking care of the babies needs to be protected. And if you're not taking care of the fortress, the base, the home, the village, then as a species, you don't survive. And this is an attack on our biology, first and foremost. And it's an admitted program. It's in the Facebook documents. It's in the WikiLeaks that there's an attack on the family, not just the nuclear family. There's an attack on the species. And I can't keep saying that enough. And so they're building a world where women and men are all alone. Where my daughters have no future, 3 daughters, where my son has no future, together. We're one species. And that's why Sink Uger of the Young Turds saying, you know, and I understand as an Islamicist and a Muslim and a, you know, guy from Turkey, some folks are nice from Turkey, that, you know, that they believe women are subhuman and stuff, but, you know, he's come out, you know, and said he's sorry for the comments, but women have an extra chromosome and women have extra set of DNA. And I want to just, it's not a patronizing women. It's a fact that all of us are women at the first stages of embryonic behavior. Sure, Sink Uger would have been a very ugly woman, but he's a man. And the point is that embryonically he changed into a man from a woman. So, again, the idea, ladies and gentlemen, the idea that this guy funded by the Gulf states and all the rest of it, the idea that these people are going to sell you on how to be virtuous and how to be good and how to be a wonderful person is a complete fraud. They're only there to sow deceit. By the way, since they pulled it up on screen for TV viewers, I might as well play this. They said Alex Jones is mentally ill, just like they've declared the president mentally ill, and just sit there shaking their heads about, what are we going to do? I don't know. You blew up at me and spit iced tea on me and screamed and yelled and called me fat and ugly and everything else, fat shamed me, which you say, you know, is criminal, basically, whenever you were in public and waved me up to the stage and then said you hadn't done it and said I was behind the stage, like in your own building, when you were in a public area where the press was and 5 feet away there were other booths. And you claim Roger Stone ran up on the stage when he says, no, I'm not coming on your show, and leaves. Just all lies. They don't understand satire when I go, Stelter is literally the face of evil. He runs your life. He runs your culture. He wants to control you. I'm saying the media. Stelter is the archetype. He looks like the subway guy. And I just said, why does the subway guy look so evil? Why does Stelter look so evil? Why does Michael Wolff look so evil? Okay? And then they turn this into this whole thing to deceive their viewers to not know what having some fun is, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I believe Stelter's evil. Yes, I said culturally they're bleeding us dry, so they're drunk on the blood of our children's future. And they go, oh, you're being an actor. No, I have fun. When I'm being 100% clear, I'm 100% clear. When I let myself off the chain, I'm having fun saying that photo of him with that crazy-looking smile, not knowing how creepy it looks. And Stelter even tweeted and said, thanks for using a nice photo of me. Nice photo. That could be the cover of American Psycho 2. I mean, it's creepy, and it really triggers me. How about these folks can't even tell the difference? So if I'm crazy and Trump's crazy, thank God we built our own operations. We didn't get money from Qatar or from Gulf state dictatorships, bro. Self-made. So remember that. And, you know, Al Gore gave you money. So, you know, in between writing stuff about how women are genetically inferior, I understand. Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad. Let's go ahead and play them freaking out. Here it is.
I used to kind of laugh at Alex Jones and his lunacy because I thought, you know, it's partly an act. But the next video, like, really concerned me the most. It made me super uncomfortable because I feel like there's something wrong. Okay. Anyway, take a look at the video.
Disingenuous, fake, false, broke back, twisted, a defiler, a betrayer, a backstabber, a devil. You will pay. Yeah, you think I don't see your face, scum? You don't think I don't see you, Stelter? I see you. You understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that, Stelter? Stelter. You will fall. I bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you. Get him off the screen. Just please, God, free us from them.
They hate that. I mean, everything I'm saying, but I did it
once, for God's sake. Okay, I'm going to stop right now.
I think the Trump administration paid him off to do this so that to distract you from that book.
Yeah. Wow.
That sounds personal, though.
That was terrifying.
He said broke back, which was calling him gay.
Yes.
And then he said, I know what you think about my family. Like, it sounds really personal, right?
That's right.
It sounds very.
I called him gay? They've got this obsession where I go, man, there's now they want us to, you know, pay for people to burn their eyes out because they identify as blind or they want to have sex with your car, and they're trying to create new acronyms for that. And they go, oh, he's anti-gay. He doesn't want us pouring Drano in people's eyes. You're the ones that are crazy. You're the ones trying to finance. I'm not paying for your sex changes. That's not because I'm anti-gay. But it's not like you calling anti-gay hurts me. It's just I'm just pointing out what liars you are, Mr. Women are subhuman, Mr. Islamic pig man. We'll be right back with the Islamic pig man.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition.
tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I had one goal last Friday when I talked about Brian, the jackal, creepy skelter.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
I had one goal, and that was to get that tickler mug in, looking like the Joker everywhere.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And it got picked up all over the news. And we just watch our audience swell, even though they try to censor us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Our actual streams, our podcast, our radio stations, the ratings are just... Because what we do is we go out and punch the globalists in the nose and say stuff like, wow, Brian Stelter looks like the former Subway guy. Just saying. And why do they all have that same fake, crazy-looking smile? Him, Wolf, all of them. So how did the young turds... leader, Sheikh Uyghur, Young Turks Islamicist. I mean, it's a fact. The Young Turks were like the Hitler youth of Turkey that rounded up and killed the Christians. And then he plays dumb about the name of it. And then he says it's anti-Semitic. Brian Stelter isn't even Jewish. And I don't even know about the subway guy or the other guy. I'm not the one that's anti-Israel like Sink Uger or Ugerit or Sinker, Ginker, Mooger, Booger, whatever his name is. And again, this guy, funded by Al Gore, funded by George Soros, funded by Gulf State dictatorships. Remember when they were funded by Al Jazeera? I mean, it's just, got bought by Al Jazeera. And then they sit there pushing their garbage. Force-fed by YouTube, force-fed by Google. That's going to be in the whole antitrust investigation. Their whole thing's falling apart now that videos and also audio has come up of them fat-shaming, saying horrible things, saying women are subhuman. I mean, Jink Uger, I think that's how you actually say his name. I mean, he literally wrote, look at these 15-year-old slut whores. Yeah. Yeah. Well, pull up the article. So, women are subhuman. Something wrong with them. Well, move to Saudi Arabia and then, Jack, there's something great about women. That's why you'll find me hanging out with women, not with men. You don't like women because you're a big, fat, ugly slob just like Harvey Weinstein. You just want to flop around like a big demonic porpoise and run our lives and come here with your whole Islamic takeover. Oh, just like Turkey wasn't Islamic until they uncloaked and then, rah, jihad, rah, jihad. But he tells you his name right up front. There's a quote. Obviously, the genes of women are flawed. They're poorly designed creatures who do not want to have sex nearly as often as needed for the human race to get along peacefully and fruitfully. No, they just don't want to have sex with you, bro. Women, don't worry, want to have sex with good guys. You're not it, bro. Anyways, he's a pig. His wife's a CPS worker. I mean, he is the literal example of an Islamic hog. A radical hog that just thinks he's going to run everybody and take our openness and rub our faces in it. By the way, I got stacks of news about Somalis and Muhammad being the number one name in Minnesota and the stabbings and the murders and the death, and they won't even arrest the Somalis now when they stab people screaming Allah Akbar, and it's almost always a woman walking a dog or a woman that won't date them. And then they're like, you may go free, you're allowed to kill us because that's your culture. Hey, why don't you go to Somalia, buddy? They believe women are subhuman too there. So again, he's triggering as well, but he's more of like a stupid electroshock therapy victim. Okay? I mean, this is the best the enemy can offer up in force feed us, the young turd. And so Brian Stelter, this known liar, this known yellow journalist, the guy that calls me a virus that says I should be taken off the air. See, did I say Stelter should be taken off the air? No, I said Stelter has the look in criminology known as the Joker. When a psychopath doesn't know how they look and they're trying to smile, they always have that smile. And I'm not a psychopath, so I can't do it. I am a maniac. I'm a berserker. I love liberty. I'm ready to fight intellectually. But let me just try it. Can't even do it. It's like a... I can't even do it. I mean, I just can't do it. I mean, can you imagine if that guy came to your door wanting to date your daughter? And so how do they counter me saying, I know you don't like me. I know you hate me. The globalists say they hate flyover country. They say they hate Christians. They say they hate conservatives. They say they hate everything we stand for. All these people do. They're hired by the globalists to take over and destroy it. So, of course, they got to hire scum that's into this stuff. They already had some chip on their shoulder and wanted to pull down something that they have class envy of. I mean, I get the Islamists just want to burn down the West and take it over and put the women back with hoods on their heads and sell them on slave blocks because they're genetically inferior, according to you and your master male race theory. And that's why Linda Saussure and the Islamists are force-fed by your network and by the left, because they're going to bring women into total bondage and you know, out of the West, out of freedom, where the West is all about the goddess. You want to get really occultic, you, I mean, what you have is a satanic, monotheistic, anti-female system coming into the West that's Christian and Judeo, but also in its base ethos, goddess worship. That's what our country's named after. It's what Europe's named after. It's what's on top of all the buildings. It's what it's all really about is chivalry and women. And you come in a big, bloated jihadi, and you tell us how you're going to take care of the women, you spiritually ugly creature. Because you're a stunted demonic blob. You know you're fallen. Now, let's continue back with the Stelter breakdown where they announce I'm insane. What, for pulling your chain and at the other Soros media? Yeah, I'm real insane, like a fox, you creature. Let's go back to it.
Oh. That sounds personal, though.
He said
Brokeback, which was calling them gay.
Yes.
And then
back it up when they start talking after I talk. Brokeback. Brokeback means weak. Brokeback means no will. Brokeback means controlled by other people. Let's look up the definition of brokeback. Not from the Urban Dictionary, because, you know, gay used to mean a gay day. He was a gay lad. We had a gay time until it became the new word. A fag used to be a burning ember or cigarette. They still call it that in England. People walk by and hear, hey, look, it's a box of fags. But again, if I wanted to call him gay, I would call him gay. I called them brokeback, weak, pathetic, scum, liars. Let's continue.
The Trump administration paid him off to do this to distract you from that book.
Yeah. Wow.
That sounds personal, though.
He said
Brokeback, which was calling him gay.
Yes.
And then she said, I know what you think about my family. Like, it sounds really personal, right?
That's right.
It sounds very passionate. Maybe they had a little romantic rendezvous when he's upset about it.
Pause again. The left all came, hundreds of reporters, trying to move the jury to take my children away from me. They failed. And they said I shouldn't have kids, and these very shows said it. So they all played dumb when his wife is a CPS operative. So they all sit up there playing dumb. They know exactly they hate our families. They hate bitter clingers. They hate flyover country. And they personally tried to destroy my life. And these scumbags talked about it themselves, but now they're going to play dumb. Let's go back to the guy whose ancestors took down Constantinople and turn it into an Islamic hellhole. Let's go back to him. Let's go back to the guy that, hey, you know what? I'll give Sink this. You have conquered the heart of Christendom, the Eastern Empire. You actually almost took down Christianity. So I'll say that. You're a dangerous foe, you young Turk. Let's go back to him.
That's what Alex was expecting.
Yeah, because he said
he's married.
There's a very scary and concerning level of paranoia there. Yeah. That,
no, hit pause. I hate you. I know you hate me. No more games. You are the enemy. Got that, scum? You got that? You acted real tough when there was about 15 of your crew threatening to kick my ass. I was so scared, too. At that point, I was laughing at you all to punk you. I was in control. Not you. Not you. Now go back to Istanbul, which you've already captured. You will not capture this area.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By the way, they admit over 1.5 million Armenians were exterminated by the Young Turks. Shink. Says it never happened. We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. When you see a live feed or a live link on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Infowars.com/show, share those links. That's how we win the fight against complete charlatans like Cenk Uygur and his vassal minions. By the way, we pulled up the definition of brokeback. It means failed. It means hunchbacked. It means defeated. And so the mainstream media is brokeback. They're still alive, but they're brokeback. They're no good. But again, the globalists expropriate all terms and then make them politically incorrect. Then I talk about how the media and the globalists run our system. And they go, oh, he said bank. Doesn't he know Stelter isn't a Jew? They're the ones bringing Jews into this. And again, it's the left that doesn't even want Israel to exist. So again, that's all they've got. You're a Nazi. You're this. You're that. When it's Oprah Winfrey heading up a depopulation of Africa program for Bill and Melinda Gates, and it's in the Wall Street Journal. But that's okay because she's the Black Hillary. She's the high priestess of death. She's the sellout. She's the one, we just tweeted at Real Alex Jones earlier, sticking her tongue in Harvey Weinstein's ear publicly, but telling all other men they're bad. But Harvey Weinstein, you're good. And Meryl Streep, you're right. Pedophilia's good. Remember Meryl Streep? You're in the middle of the Roman Polanski thing trying to get his conviction overturned for kidnapping and raping a 13-year-old girl. Of course, under Islam, Turkey's making it legal to have sex with 9-year-old girls and make them pregnant. Turkey is moving to legalize it. Their high court just opened it up because Muhammad had a a wife that was 9 years old. She had a baby when she was 10, Aisha. And so Sink's going to teach us all about how to take care of the women when he writes in these articles about how there's deficient genetically. Now, I think, I don't know, buddy. I don't know if you can have a baby or got a second set of DNA or any of that. I don't think so. But anyways, let's get back to him because I spent too much time on it. I've got some other news I want to hit. It's just that looking at the level of baloney is entertaining and how scared they are because I'm invoking the name of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about God and a God that's going to stand up against them. And they don't want us to have that. They want us to be godless so their Islamic power, that's what the Young Turks is an Islamic leftist program, can take us over. And of course, they try to hide it. Oh, we're really liberals. Oh, yeah, no. You know, we talk about that all the time. Saudi Arabia. Reasonable discussion. They're a pack of cowards. And they hate it because they're declining. They're falling apart. They're done. They're done. And they know it. All that Soros money, all that foreign Gulf state money dried up, all the Islamic money got dried up, like what just happened with Trump and Saudi Arabia. Bye-bye money. Oh. No leftist programs ever survived that wasn't funded by some big foundation or some slick outfit. And you can't deliver. You can't win, Sink. That's why your own little leftist foundation's throwing you off the board, and you're sinking like a young turd. A young turd. Who says the Armenian genocide didn't happen. Here, let's finish up that clip.
They had a little romantic rendezvous, and he's upset about it, because he was like...
Or maybe that's what Alex was...
Back it up. I'm upset by the face of a psychopath, in my view. That look, not knowing that you look like a total demon, when there's no humanity, not a real smile, it's totally fake, it's a smile of a narcissist preying on you. That face that he has, that Wolf has, that the subway guy has... That look, I know it well. I've learned it to be the enemy. But I'm a bit theatrical about my spazzing out about it. You bet. That's what I do, son. It's how Trump controls the news cycle, son. You were just given your stuff by Gulf states and propped up, force-fed by Google and everybody. You weren't successful in the world of talk radio with high ratings, the highest, number one in Austin, to get launched and syndicated when I was 22. You don't understand running your own company. You understand how to be a minion of the Nazi collaborator George Soros. Who, again, they have these shows saying, I'm crazy. Can we pull that up? Because the anti-Semitic thing's coming up. It was in Newsweek about 2 weeks ago. It said, Jones has new anti-Semitic attack on George Soros. Because George Soros happens to be Jewish, I say he's a Nazi collaborator. So talking bad about a Nazi collaborator is now anti-Semitic. And you read the article, even the commenters went, he didn't say anything about Jews in here. He said George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. Alex Jones spins anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that George Soros created sexual misconduct allegations to hurt Trump. It's all come out in the WikiLeaks. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to them. Sorry.
They had a little romantic rendezvous, and he's upset about it because he was like...
Or maybe that's what Alex was expecting.
Yeah, because he said...
Brian's married.
There's a very scary and concerning level of paranoia there that... it's just, I don't know why people don't question that.
They don't want us to mark them as the plague. They don't want us to finally not just think they're funny or dumb or liars, but to really recognize they want to run our lives. Let's continue.
More, right? Like, at first I was like, oh, it's an act. He's just trying to, you know, but that video, that part of his video was what stood out to me most because it went from kind of being entertaining to now, this is not funny yet.
No, that's the point.
You mean when you were spitting fluids on me and calling me fat and ugly and saying, get the F out of here and saying, Roger Stone, get out of here when he's 30 feet away, standing in the walkway at the media center with booths everywhere. And then you lied and said he stormed your stage. I mean, should we play all that again? Continue.
Mental breakdown. I don't know if he's on some sort of like some serious drug. I don't know, right? But there's something. What I do know is there's something deeply wrong with that guy. That is not a normal rant. That's not somebody getting impassioned. That man has lost his mind, and it's the most obvious thing anybody's ever seen.
Yes. Just like the President Trump's lost his mind and doesn't know what he's doing. That's why he's got massive tax cuts. North Korea came to the table. Giant stock market. Millions of new jobs. Incredible. All these giant bonuses. Oh, it's so horrible. Best black unemployment ever. Lowest level of black unemployment ever recorded in the last 100 years. Zero Hedge has one since the 80s. I saw one going back since Bureau of Labor Statistics was founded, like 1920. Pull it up. Black unemployment. Yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it, bro? It's pretty crazy. Look how he's so upset. I know. You're not on over 200 radio stations and broadcast TV stations. Yes, all the money's drying up for the big man. The big caliphate doesn't get to happen as quick as you want it, did it? And I talked about your little skelter. You can't even see what a psychopath skelter looks like. Or I love it. They always blur the video when they put clips of me, make it look like it's super low quality. They always blur it, like make it look like I'm fat like he is. Oh, put that back up. Go ahead. African-American unemployment hits record low. CBS News. Okay, let's go to their other clip. Here it is. It gets even better.
Look at these tropes, and I've seen these 1,000 times, and we've seen them in history. So he's the literal, and he said literal demon spawn of the pit of hell. And he said right before that, before my heavenly father. So I'm a Christian, and what is he, right? And then he talks about he runs your kids, he runs the schools. That's super weird. I don't know what that means.
Earlier I said the archetype of the media. I said this is the archetype. This is the poster boy for the enemy, for the globalist. Lying to his audience, showing a selective clip to deceive his prey. Remember, the women are subhuman. It's him. I'm women are incredible. Women are better than me. Women are subhuman. Here you go.
He runs the banks.
Yeah.
Why would Brian Stelter, who's a journalist, run the banks?
The psychopath.
Who runs the banks according
the power
to
structure.
Extreme right-wing ideology?
But
the
is,
Jews.
Is Brian Stelter
so,
Jewish?
He said he looks like Michael Wolff. Now, why are you talking about how he looks like Michael Wolff, right? And he says, you're the enemy. You're devil-worshipping filth. Right. These are the most common stereotypes there is. Now, I looked it up because I don't know. I don't think about those things, right? And it turns out Brian Stelter is not Jewish. He was raised Methodist. He married someone who was Jewish, but does Alex Jones know that?
No.
Okay, my guess is he thought those guys, yeah. Right? And so,
those guys, the Islamists you want to take over Israel, and that George Soros wants to overthrow, and then we're not for blowing up Israel? But see, you can just portend everything now, and you understand when you are the Islamicist. Oh, you act like you aren't, but you call yourself the Young Turks. Let's continue.
So we're going to get more in a second.
And they're the enemy. You know, they want to get us Christians. And his group is the Young Turks that killed over 1.5 million Christians. Who, by the way, were brown. And are great people, just like the Turkish people, but an evil ideology. Let's continue.
Okay, my guess is he thought those guys, yeah. Right? And so... So we're going to get more here in a second, and there's going to be more stereotypes, more of these tropes that you've seen in history. So this is some pretty dark stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, free shipping store-wide, last day to get it, biggest sales we've ever had on the high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue, Brain Force, Alpha Power, Secret 12, Survival Shield, The Real Red Pill. We need your support now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, keep spreading the articles, the videos, because it gets under the skin of Mr. Young Turks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.